PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Today's featured words are priceless and examine.
It's a beautiful day in the city. Why? It's the grand opening of the Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Wonderland Workshop, where a priceless set of figurines is on display. Kids are lined up with their parents and their parents' money, ready to buy merchandise from their favorite show.
Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Power Hour!
Our policy here is... indoor voices. So remain quiet if you wish to see the figurines. Please stand to the side and try not to drool. Ugh, yuck. Buglers, now. The time has arrived. I shall now unveil the handmade special edition priceless collector set of Pretty Princess and Magic Pony figurines, generously on loan from my jewelry shop. Ta-da. You're welcome.
Handmade special edition?
Priceless? That makes me want one. How much are they?
Oh, my. Well, as I said, they are priceless, which means they are so valuable that you cannot put a price on them.
I'll pay you this much!
I'll pay you double that much!
No, once again, these figurines are not for sale. I have simply been hired by the proprietors of the Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Wonderland Workshop to display them, okay? After that, I will return the items to my jewelry store far away from riffraff like... well, riffraff like all of you. You're all riffraff.
I love Pretty Princess. Can I play with one?
No.
Must touch dolls.
Silly, unkempt child, these are not dolls. They are figurines, which are like dolls, but better. They are not for playing. They are to be examined and admired. See how fun it is just to look at them and not touch them. Look, see how much fun we're having? La-dee-dee-ta-ta-ta-ta. Oh, dear.
Later on, Becky Botsford, a.k.a. Word Girl, and her best friend Violet head toward the Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Wonderland Workshop, not realizing what's in store. In the store.
Maybe we should run. We don't want to be the last people in town to see the new priceless figurines.
I can't wait to collect more accessories for my Pretty Princess doll. Look, I have a doll, and that doll has a doll, and that doll has a doll, and that doll has tiny earrings that you can buy. It's so fun.
It looks like there was a crime here.
Oh, I keep picturing those shimmering, diamond-covered figurines, sparkling bright for the eyes of some common criminal. I can still hear that voice. Oh, that voice! That awful voice! It haunts me!
Excuse me, Police Commissioner Watson. Can you tell me what happened here?
I'm sorry, little girl, but I'm very busy examining this crime scene.
Just the short version, maybe?
Oh, I see. You want me to just drop what I'm doing and explain everything. Just put the whole investigation on hold and tell you that after examining the evidence, it seems we're looking for a young girl between 8 and 10, super strength, loves the pretty princess and magic pony power hour. I suppose you also want me to take a time out and explain to you what examining means.
Oh, no, I know what it means. Examine means to...
to look at closely or investigate. Well, that's what I'm doing, so don't bother asking me to stop. Time is the one thing I don't have.
Yeah, he definitely does not have time to tell me all the stuff he just told me that took so much time. Come on, Bob, let's go examine that crime scene ourselves. Good point. We need a distraction.
It's beautiful.
Wow! Look at these police officers using all that up-to-date technology to examine every detail of... Hey, how'd they miss this?
I've got a molecule here.
That could be a clue. Great job!
Oh, Bob, whoever stole those priceless figurines must have dropped this on their way out. Let's give it to the police. Excuse me, I think I may have found a...
Maybe we can pull a fingerprint off this strand of hair.
Of course we can. Tag it and bag it. This is an official crime scene, young lady. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
Fine. What do we do now, Bob? I mean, they need this figurine to solve the... Oh, wow. It's so sparkly. Well, maybe I'll just hold on to it for now, you know, for safekeeping, and put it in the... What? I'm gonna give it back. I'm just gonna use it to solve the crime. Now let's go back to the hideout and do some detective work. Word up!
Meanwhile, across town, some very special guests are enjoying a very special tea party. Back at her secret spaceship lair, our hero Word Girl is hard at work examining the evidence.
Don't worry, Penelope Pony. I'll have you back with the rest of your friends in no time.
Thanks, Word Girl. You're the greatest superhero ever.
Oh, come on. You don't mean that.
Yes, I do. All the magic ponies think so. They do.
Examining the evidence.
No more messing around, Captain Huggy Face. When you're trying to catch a villain, every moment is priceless. Let's just check this figurine for fingerprints and see if we can handle it. Wait a minute. We're getting a call from Police Commissioner Watson. Uh-oh. I was gonna give it right back.
What?
What? Did you... Nothing.
Huh?
What?
I thought you said something.
No, nothing.
No. Okay. Word Girl, we need your help. Someone stole the priceless figurines from the Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Wonderland Workshop. We've been examining the crime scene all day, but we still can't figure out who did it.
I keep hearing that voice echoing, mine, mine, mine.
Did you hear that, Captain Huggy Face? I think I know exactly who we're looking for. Not to worry, sir. I have information that the villain is a young girl between 8 and 10 with super strength who loves the Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Power Hour. But really, who doesn't? And she also yelled, mine, when she committed the crime. That's a perfect match for Eileen, a.k.a. the Birthday Girl.
Fantastic! I don't know how you got all that information, but I knew I could count on you, Word Girl. Let me know where to find her, and I'll meet you there. Right away!
5 more minutes? I'm fine.
Later, at the home of the Birthday Girl.
We've got the place surrounded, sir.
Great. Now all we have to do is wait for...
Word Girl?
Exactly. Oh, well. Okay, then. Let's do this. Everybody ready? All right. 1, 2, 2 and a half. Wait.
Hello, nice police officers. Are you here for my birthday?
Why, it's an adorable little girl. Happy birthday. That's a lovely bow in your hair.
My mommy put it in my hair. She loves me so much.
I'm sure she does.
No, don't let her trick you, Commissioner. She's the villain who stole the figurines.
Come on, word girl. You're telling me this cute little ray of sunshine, this teensy-weensy angel from heaven, broke through a wall and committed robbery? You are just priceless.
Does anyone want to share my birthday cake?
I would be honored, you little snowflake.
Ugh. I guess I'll have to find the evidence myself, Huggy. Word up!
It's my birthday and she's making me sad!
You're making little Eileenie upset, word girl. Come on, there's no way she could have done this. I mean, only someone with super strength. Someone who really loves those toys.
Don't worry, pretty princess. I'll save you!
A young girl who fits the profile. Of course. Freeze, word girl! Don't make a move.
Huh?
Same goes for you, bunny rabbit. Both of you, empty your pockets. Okay, that's a little odd, but you're clean. How about you, word girl?
My pockets? But all I have in my pockets is this evidence. What? Oh, you think I... Because I had this in my... No. Listen, this is seriously the funniest story.
I don't think I want to hear any more of your stories, word girl. You're under arrest.
What? No, you don't understand!
I don't understand. This isn't how things usually end, but I'll go with it. Will the police find the other priceless figurines? Will Word Girl end up examining the inside of a jail cell? Will this be the first unhappy ending ever? Find out on another exciting colossal adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is fatigued. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word.
Poor Word Girl and Huggy. They look so fatigued.
Which means?
When you're like Word Girl and Huggy are on the clip.
Right. And how would you define that? I'm really starting to become fatigued. Yes, Tommy.
To be fatigued is to be extremely tired, exhausted. Even the great Word Girl can become fatigued. She's only human. Actually, she's not human, because she's from the planet Lexicon. I guess she's Lexiconian.
That is correct! Congratulations, Tommy! You are today's winner! Huggy, show him what he's won! Official Word Girl trampoline bed! Perfect for when you want to get some exercise. Also perfect for when that exercise or hosting a game show has made you fatigued. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words guilty and objection. Previously on Word Girl.
Why don't you just tell everyone what happened and why I'm in jail?
Everything?
Not everything, just the important parts.
Okay, here's what happened. Reginald, the jewelry store owner, put out some priceless Pretty Princess Magic Pony Power Hour figurines. Everyone wanted to get their hands on them, and then someone did. Word Girl tried to figure out who stole the dolls, so she went to the scene of the crime and examined the evidence. But when the police caught her with one of the dolls, they assumed that she was the one who stole them, so they put Word Girl in jail. There, are you happy now?
No, I'm in jail.
And I, for one, cannot believe it. For shame, Word Girl. I once said to myself, Warden, the day Word Girl goes to jail is the day you eat your hat. Remember when I said that?
No.
Well, I did. So, here goes, down the hatch.
But I shouldn't be locked in here. I'm not guilty. I didn't steal the Pretty Princess figurines.
Word Girl, I understand your objection to being here in jail, but right now I've got bigger problems. Because of you, I have to go get a new hat. This one's half-eaten.
Meanwhile, without Word Girl to stop them, the city's worst criminals are running wild!
Jail! Haven't you been following the story?
I've been too busy running and screaming! I'm sorry!
Ah! As you can see, the city has gone berserk! It's turmoil, mayhem, chaos!
Okay, they get it.
Look at what I got! This here hat is made entirely out of turkey jerky. That is some tasty hat. Jerkalicious!
I need to get out of here!
Well, I'm sorry, Word Girl, but I have to keep you here until your trial.
My trial?
At your trial, the judge listens to your story and decides if you're guilty or not guilty. If he thinks you're guilty, well, that means he thinks you did commit the crime.
But I didn't commit the crime! I'm not guilty!
Well, tell that to the judge. And if he doesn't believe you, you're gonna be in this here jail for a long time. That's a lot of hats for me.
Oh, no. That would be terrible.
Well, excuse me. I guess you don't enjoy my company very much, huh?
Oh, no. I didn't mean...
Well, I thought we were friends.
It's just...
Don't like your old friend the warden anymore, huh?
It's not you.
It's the hat eating, isn't it?
Later that day, at the courthouse...
Order. I call this trial to order. Word Girl. Today you will have to prove that you are not guilty of stealing the Pretty Princess Magic Pony Power Hour figurines. I must say, in all my years on the bench, I've never seen a more serious case of doll theft.
Neither have I.
Mom!
Sorry, Word Girl, but your mom can't help you now.
District Attorney Botsford, accused criminal Word Girl.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
Word Girl, it's my job to prove that you are guilty. That you stole those figurines, and that you should go to jail.
I really don't think you want that to happen.
Yes, I do. I want to make sure that you get punished for your crime.
Can't you just ground me?
District Attorney Botsford, would you please call your first witness to the stand?
Your Honor, I call to the stand Reginald, the jewelry store clerk. Reginald, you were in charge of the dolls, correct?
Yes, I placed those poor innocent Pretty Princess Magic Pony Power Hour figurines in the display case, and then I told everyone, look but don't touch. But someone not only touched, she took. That fiend took them all, even the littlest, dearest magic pony, Little Sparkle Cakes. Oh, Little Sparkle Cakes. Why would someone take her?
Reginald, did you see the girl who stole those dolls?
No. It happened so fast that I didn't, but I did hear that little girl's voice. Mine! 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 Oh, dear. Why did you do it, you monster?
That's not fair. You can't say that.
Word Girl, if you have a problem with what Reginald said, you first have to say, I... That's you. Have an objection.
Objection.
Objection? An objection?
An objection is a reason for disagreeing.
Once Word Girl says objection, then she can tell us why she disagrees.
Here's why I object. Reginald said he didn't see who stole the dolls, so it's unfair for him to say it was me.
Word Girl, that is a very good objection.
I'm sorry, Word Girl. I'm just so upset. Those pretty princesses and magic ponies trusted me, and I let them down. I don't deserve to run a jewelry store. I'm the monster. Oh, no.
Oh, there. You've had a hard week, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
You can go, because right now, I call Word Girl to the stand. Word Girl, this report was written by the police commissioner. It says the doll thief was a little girl. Tell me, are you a little girl?
Yes, I am.
Oh. Well, little girl, this report also says the doll thief had super strength. Do you have super strength?
Yes, I do.
Interesting. And didn't the police find this doll in your pocket?
I was only holding it as evidence. I was helping to solve the crime.
But isn't it true that you love the Pretty Princess Magic Pony Power Hour?
Yes, I do love it! I love it more than anything!
Order in the court. Order in the court.
Judge, I risk my case. Word Girl fits the profile, and that means she's the only one who could have stolen the dolls.
Objection! I disagree. There could be another girl who stole the dolls.
Do you mean to say that you know another little girl with superpowers?
I sure do. I call to the stand, Eileen!
Me?
Yes, Eileen.
But it's my birthday.
Aww. Not on her birthday.
Don't worry, everyone. This'll just take a moment.
Word Girl, shame on you for wasting our time. This sweet little ray of sunshine wouldn't do anything wrong in a million billion gazillion years.
Objection, Your Honor. You don't know that for sure.
Well, I suppose you're right. But make it quick. I don't want to be guilty of ruining a sweet little girl's birthday.
Of course. Eileen, you are a little girl, right?
I'm a widow girl. Yes.
We know you are a little girl, little with an L sound. See how I'm doing that? Little. But isn't it also true that you love the Pretty Princess Magic Pony Power Hour?
That's my favorite thing in the whole wide world!
Interesting. And didn't you say that today is your birthday?
It sure is.
Well, then I suppose that since it's your birthday, you'd like a birthday present.
Yes!
Oh, but I'm sorry. I can't give it to you. See, this is evidence for the trial.
But it's my birthday, and you said it was my present.
I know, but it belongs to someone else.
No, it doesn't. It's mine.
There it is. That's the monster.
Objection! I won't let you take it.
Then you'll have to come with me, too.
Come on, let's go.
Objection! Put me down! You have no right to do this!
And you have no right to take my darling! She's mine!
Birthday girl, put down the district attorney!
You can't tell me what to do! It's my birthday, and my mommy says I can do whatever I want!
But District Attorney Botsford is some other girl's mommy.
She is?
Yes. That means if you steal this mommy, you'll have two mommies and some other girl will have none.
That's not fair.
No, it's not fair. So why don't you give back the mommy you're holding?
Yes, give back the mommy.
Okay.
Wow! Word Girl, how did you know how to do that?
Because I know the birthday girl. When she does something greedy, she grows bigger. But when she does something generous, she shrinks back to size.
Well, I am impressed. You did a great job arguing your case. Where did you learn to be such a good lawyer?
Let's just say I picked it up from somebody I know.
Okay.
You're right, Huggy. We have to get back to court and finish the trial. Word!
Back at the city courthouse.
Here's your doll thief, Judge.
Word Girl, I hereby declare that you are not guilty. Therefore, you are free to go back to fighting crime.
Thanks, Judge.
No, Word Girl, it is I who thank you. I really appreciate your help.
There you go, all done.
Whoa, you work fast.
That's all for this week's episode. If you have no objection, join us next time or you'll be guilty of missing another exciting episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of
May I Have have a word!
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Tommy, you correctly defined the word fatigued. Ready to play the bonus round?
Bring it.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for fatigued. Any guesses, Tommy?
It has to be number three. Clearly, Becky stayed up late to watch a marathon of her favorite show and is now fatigued.
That's correct. You are our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl trip to Hawaii. See you next time on
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is creme brulee. I like that word because it sounds really fancy and I just love saying it. I've never tried it before, but I'm sure it tastes really good. Creme brulee. Creme brulee.
My favorite word is fabulous because that's what I am. I'm pretty. I have good grades. My friends tell me I'm fabulous. My teachers and my parents are like the number one people that tell me that I'm fabulous.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what lackadaisical means. That's right. Lackadaisical means to feel bored, like you don't care about something. Congratulations, Huggy. Lackadaisical.